Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company.
I just hope it doesn't cause any permanent damage. So how long have you been here anyway?
A while.
You missed your prom?
Thing is, when I made that bet,
oh,
I didn't realize
there he is. That's Freddy. He's wearing a tux.
Hey, what's up? I'm that whole other person inside of you.
I guess there's all other person inside of both of us.
I would have never found that whole person inside.
The bespectacled teenager pulls a sock out from under her pillow. She unsheathes it, revealing a large pink vibrator underneath. It spins wildly until she reduces the speed. She reaches it underneath the covers as she watches Freddie Prinze Jr. on the TV.
Like the dance. Yes.
Morning, sweetie.
Oh, Daddy. What are you doing in here?
What did I come in here for?
It's her birthday, Dad.
Oh, happy birthday, sweetie.
What's that buzzing sound?
I just need a minute here.
Maybe they're still doing that construction store.
Where's my little angel?
Happy birthday, honey.
Grandma? Grandpa? Roscoe? Roscoe, go!
Hello, Janie.
Mother of Flanagan?
I brought some of your special friends down from the center to wish you a happy birthday.
Okay, make a wish, dear.
The dog pulls the covers off. The vibrator flies through the air and lands with a splat in the cake, covering everyone with icing. It thrashes around wildly, right in front of a horrified grandma's face. Not another teen movie. A young student is leading a tour group around.
This is not your typical high school. See, here at John Hughes, there are no cliques, no exclusive social groups. You're accepted for who you are, not for who you hang out with. Okay, we're going to divide the tour into several smaller groups so you can get to know some of your peers a little bit better. Let's get all you big jockey guys over here to my right in one group, and then get you slutty girls over here by me. Hey, how you doing? Welcome. And you losers, you guys should hang out in the back. Hey, that clearly includes you. Come on, get back there. Take a good look at the kids standing beside you. They're going to be your only friends for the next 4 years. Okay, let's move it, people!
The bespectacled girl's riding with her father and brother in a rust bucket pickup.
You really need to start dating.
I don't date. You know that.
Oh, come on, Janie. You know Dad's rule. If you don't have sex, then I'm not allowed to.
Look, Mitch, I don't conform to typical high school norms, okay? I read Sylvia Plath. I listen to Bikini Kill. And I eat tofu. I'm a unique rebel.
Sounds more like you're a lesbo.
Hey, Mitch. Now leave your sister alone.
Thank you, Daddy.
If Janie wants to be a rug muncher, that's her decision.
The cheerleaders are practicing when one of them is run over by the pickup. Janie opens the door and it comes off in her hand.
Took a minute to get that fixed.
Later, Dad.
Hey, I might be late to pick you guys up.
Why, do you have a job interview today, Daddy?
No, honey, I'd probably just be way too drunk.
That's good. We don't want you drinking and driving.
Oh, I'll be driving. I'll just be too shit-faced to remember to pick you guys up.
Okay. Bye, Daddy.
Bye, Pumpkinhead.
The pickup's number plate is Dirt Poor. A sports car with the license plate Filthy Rich pulls up in a space reserved for Jake Weiler. Jake gets out and strides through the school. He admires a photo of himself on the wall.
Oh my God, Jake! Oh.
Hi, Stud.
Hi, Jake.
I love what he does with his eyebrows.
He looks so vibrant.
Oh my God, Jake. He's so popular.
Oh my
God.
Hi.
Oh, he just looked at me.
Here. You can keep it.
Oh, hi, Jake. It's all wet.
Melanie.
Ah! Oh, there's
Hey, Jake.
Hey, Arthur.
A guy in a garish shirt and tartan trousers goes over to Janie.
Ricky!
Hey, Ricky. What did you do this weekend?
Well, Friday night I stood outside your window in the pouring rain, screaming your name for several hours. And then I spent all of Saturday and Sunday making you this great Janie. I'd been desperately trying to tell you that I'm madly in love with you. Mixtape for your birthday.
A mixtape? Oh, that's so sweet, Ricky. See you in English.
Janie walks off.
Get you there later. What happened? Damn, shorty. Dog is pretending to be Asian and shit.
That Crockett is white.
Can't he see that, yo?
So?
You guys get any action this weekend?
I visit grandfather.
I played tetherball with my sisters.
Jesus, we're pathetic. How are we ever gonna lose our virginity by graduation?
Mitch, we're freshmen.
What's with the attitude? It's not easy to get lucky here.
Girls sensitive, man. They're not looking for sex. They're looking for love.
Love me! Carter!
Mitch and his friend's attention is drawn to a radiant girl walking down the stairs.
Perfect.
She strolls straight past them.
Keep dreaming. What's up, Reggie Ray?
Man, I cannot wait till Friday night's game, y'all.
Well, what about your head? The doctor said you had a blood clot the size of a grapefruit. 5 more concussions and you'll die.
You should probably take it easy.
Don't listen to him, Reggie Ray.
Austin?
Mr. Not First String Anymore. Isn't First String Anymore. Besides, we all know what happened last time JQ was calling the police.
And now, number 4, our hometown hero, First String quarterback, Jake Weiler.
Hey, Malik, will you hold these books here for a minute?
Sure, why not? I am the token black guy. I'm just supposed to smile, stay out of the conversation, and say things like, damn, shit, and that is whack.
Having been hit by Austin's locker door, Reggie collapses. A dark-haired pupil, wearing a short plaid skirt and tight-fitting blouse, strides down the corridor towards Jake.
What's she doing here? She graduated like 4 years ago.
Hi, Jake.
Catherine?
Can I ask you a question? Why is it every time I tell a guy they can put it wherever they want, they always stick it in my ass?
Oh, damn! That's just way too much information for me, Catherine.
Oh, no, Jake. Way too much information would be telling you that after they're done, I always take a huge dump.
Shit!
On their chest.
Oh, that is whack!
A blonde-haired girl, flanked by 2 friends, pushes other students out the way as she heads towards Jake.
Priscilla, there you are.
Jake, I need some tea to the fourth power. Why?
Huh?
Some time to talk to you.
Oh.
It made sense to me, Priscilla.
A video of Jake with Priscilla.
You're leaving me for this guy?
I'm sorry, Jake, but we met over spring break.
He looks like a character from American Beauty.
I'm not ordinary. You're leaving me for this guy?
His name is Les, and he's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And so is his bag.
A plastic bag is floating next to him with "the most beautiful thing I've ever seen" written on it. Janie's in art class, hurling paint at a canvas. She becomes desperately sad, then starts giggling as she paints.
Jade Briggs, please report to the office. Jade Briggs, please report to the office.
The principal.
I know that being a foreign exchange student can be a little scary, adjusting to a new school and a new country, but I think you're going to find that the students here are very accepting of who you are.
I am so happy to be in America.
Well, you certainly have a sunny disposition. So, you've got your class schedule, right?
I don't need the class
Subtitles
schedule.
Subtitles read, I don't need the class schedule. I only come to this school to be object of lust for nerds who cannot get American pussy.
Well, isn't that wonderful? Oh, Janie, come in. Janie, this is Ariola, our new foreign exchange student. Ariola, this is Janie, and she is going to show you to your first class.
Hi.
Ariola's completely naked.
I like your backpack.
Grazie.
Grazie.
Hey, dude. I heard there's some undercover reporter posing as a high school student.
Dude, no way, dude.
Do either of you know where Mr. Keller's English class is?
Down the hall on your left.
Sweet dude.
For a thousand times I said swallow that thing. Right? Oh.
Priscilla's kissing Les.
How could Priscilla dump me, Jake Wiley? I mean, who the hell does she think she is?
I got two words for you, Jake. Prom queen. Material.
Austin, she's an illusion. Okay, you take away the makeup, the clothes, the way she wears her hair. Smell of her perfume, the cute little face she makes when she's tonguing my balls. Look, she's totally replaceable, okay? Given the right look, the right boyfriend, any girl can be this year's prom queen.
Well, I smell a bit. Okay, Jakey Jakey, about to make a big mistakey. Here's the wager. I'm gonna pick the most hopeless girl at this school, and I'm gonna bet that you can't turn her into prom queen.
You're on, Austin. Mm.
And I'll bet you that you lose that bet. But in doing so, you learn a much more valuable lesson and win. In life, that is.
Huh. You're both on.
All right. Well, let's find you a prom queen, Mr. Let's find me a prom queen.
What about her?
So baby's got a little back. Hunch, that is. Ah, way too easy.
I have no pigments.
Any girl with a guitar is hot.
I need sunscreen.
Granted, she's a hippie albino. She could still be prom queen.
Okay, what about the Patelli sister?
So they're slightly disfigured and connected at the head.
Hi, Jake.
But combined, those two make up one pretty decent chick.
I'd do it.
I know you would, Red Ray. But no, I'm looking for somebody who's really messed up. I'm talking about a real shit bomb. Well, bombs away.
Oh!
No. Anyone but her, not Janie Briggs. Guys, she's got glasses and a ponytail.
Ah, look at that.
She's got paint on her overalls. What is that? Guys, there's no way she could be prom queen.
Damn, that's just whack.
Mitch and his randy friends follow a girl to the changing rooms and peer through the door in wonderment. Later, they're in the men's locker room.
Can you imagine what they're doing in there? Holy cow.
Guys, oh, get your heads out of the gutter. It's just a girl's locker room. I'm sure it's no sexier in there than it is in here.
Hey, Molly, can you help me take off my panties?
Hold on, Christy. I've got lotion all over my hands.
That's okay. You can just use your mouth.
The guys look up at the air vent, which is helpfully signposted as leading to the girls' locker room.
Thank you, Miss Peters. So, who else would like to share their poem with the rest of the class?
Mr. Keller, over here, right here. Oh, over here, right here, please.
Anyone?
Mr. Keller, please pick me on the one.
Yes. Ricky.
Ricky steps up to the front of the class and unfolds a screwed-up piece of paper.
10 things I love about Janie.
Oh,
not again.
By Ricky Lippman. I love it when Janie talks. I love it when Janie walks. I love it when Janie drinks. I love it when Janie blinks. I love it when Janie says hi. I love it when Janie says, see in English. I love following Janie to the mall. I love collecting strands of Janie's hair and rolling them up into little Janie hairballs.
Thank you, Ricky, for that interesting poem.
You guys, I'm not sure we should be doing this.
Shh, quiet. I think I hear.
I can't believe we just did all that stuff to each other, Mom.
It was a once-in-a-lifetime kind of experience, Christy, that will never, ever happen again.
Shit, we missed it. Let's keep going.
Hey, I found a buffalo nickel.
They are above a toilet cubicle.
Jackpot. Mitch, go pee-pee, not something I want to see.
I agree, Gree.
Would you two please try and be a little open-minded here?
Class, let's open our books and continue with our poetry lesson.
You know what I think about poetry?
Oh, is that amusing? Is that what your generation considers humor?
They watch as the girl sits on the toilet.
This makes me kind of happy in the pants, yeah? Goodness! That makes me kind of sad in pants.
Yeah. Shakespeare. Molière. Oscar Wilde. These were humorists.
I think I'm going to be sick.
The sublime, poetic genius of a clever turn of phrase. That is true comedy.
Happens to be Betsy.
Poor modern-day, moronic, steeble-minded, sophomoric excuse for a week. It's merely a parade of nasty,
God.
Filthy, vulgar, human excrement.
The toilet comes crashing through the ceiling and spews foul brown sewage over the teacher.
Excuse me.
Some equally foul-looking food is being served in the canteen. Ricky and Janie are in the queue.
Hey, Janie. What's up?
Excuse me?
So listen, you ever wonder what it would be like to be the most popular girl in school?
You mean anorexic, superficial, a bitch, a whore who lacks any real long-term goals?
Exactly. So, if you're interested, I thought maybe we could go out sometime. Have you seen in public together?
You haven't spoken to me in like 4 years, Jake.
Actually, it's more like six. Because the time you're referring to when we were standing in line at that movie theater, I was actually saying hey to the person right behind you.
She turns away and shakes her head. At a cheerleader meeting.
Okay, we're down a cheerleader for Friday night's state championship game against North Compton, and that squad always tries to bring it.
Bring what, Priscilla?
Bring it. Right, but what is it? It's just what they bring, okay?
A conservatively dressed blonde woman steps towards the panel of cheerleaders.
New girl.
Hi, I'm Sandy Sue, and I just want to say that it is simply swell to meet all of you.
Peachy, I assume you brought a routine?
Oh, you betcha. Give me an H. Give me a U. Give me a giant pussy-licking ass fucker cock shit! I'm sorry, that was my Tourette's.
I don't know. Okay, let's get one thing straight. This is not a chirocracy. I am the cheer-tater. I make the cheer-cisions around here, and I will deal with the cheer-onsequences. Now, if there are no more cheer-ruptions, we can cheer-tinue.
Priscilla looks at the line of auditionees.
Grab a stick of figure mask!
She'll cheer-do.
God damn it, let's go now! Barry Dubois! God damn it, let's show some goddamn hustle!
Here we go,
look alive out there! This isn't a goddamn tryout, you know?
I'm 21! God damn it! 21!
Hey! What the hell's going on? God damn it! Nobody's covering that hole out there! God damn it, let's do it again! Come on!
Jake's lost in thought.
Alright, Marty! Huh? Stop your little ass in there!
Are you sure, Coach?
Just go, goddammit! Well, we got this goddamn game wrapped up. All you gotta do is run out the clock. For God's sake, don't try anything fast! Goddammit!
Alright, listen up, boys. We got time for one more play. I say we get the ball to Martin.
Huh? Damn! That's okay. I'm just happy being on the field. But Jake, Coach reckons we all just take a knee. We're up 4-2-0.
Well, I don't care what Coach reckons. Look, you can't go through life being scared, Marty. Because if you do, you'll always wonder, what if? But if you go out there and you give it your all, that's heroic.
Really, I appreciate this.
That's the spirit! Ready?
Man,
out of here. Come on. Not here, Marty. Down there. Right here, right? Screw, man, over here, over here. Yeah?
Help me, Marty!
Get cut! Geeky Marty starts running up the touchline. He makes it to the end zone.
No, no. No, don't touch me.
Jake hurls the ball upfield. Marty somehow catches the ball. He's tackled by two players and broken in half.
I did it! I'm a hero!
All right, goddammit, let's hit the showers, goddammit! Bunch of candy ass, got a lousy practice! We're gonna get our asses kicked Friday!
Coach, what about fourth string? I didn't even get to practice.
Wyler, after all the goddamn shenanigans you pulled last season, you should be thanking God you're still in goddamn uniform, goddammit!
The horny guys are in the library. One of them rubs a pencil rubber furiously onto a piece of paper and then takes a long sniff. Mitch jumps down into a seat.
If my parents find out I got detention, they're not gonna let me eat dessert for like a week.
We have disgraced ourselves and our families.
Guys. I'm sensing the morale's a little low here. I say we make a pact. Right here. Right now. Before the end of the year, we all get laid!
Mitch, we always make that pact.
But we've been waiting for this moment since we hit puberty.
That was 2.5 weeks ago.
I just got first hair on ball. Guys, I don't think you understand what I'm saying. I'm talking about becoming the masters of our sexual destiny. No longer will our penises remain flaccid and unused. No longer we steal grandfather's pawn.
Yeah, no longer will we wear blindfolds when we're jerking each other off.
All right, that's it. What in God's name's going on in here? What was that ruckus?
I know he had a ruckus.
I was just in my office. I heard a ruckus.
Can you describe this ruckus, sir?
Oh, you better watch your tongue, young man. You better watch it.
We were just sitting here like we're supposed to.
I don't want to hear it, mister. You just bought yourself another detention.
But that's not fair.
Cry me a river, dickface. You just bought yourself another one.
You shorts.
What was that?
Eat. My.
shorts.
Don't mess with a bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I'm shaking.
You just got another.
Good.
You through?
Not even close, bud.
You want another one?
Yes.
You got it.
Good.
That's another one.
You had enough yet?
No.
That's another one.
So?
You just say the word, I'll keep going.
Go.
Eeny, meeny, miny.
Mo.
Your mother was a...
Ho.
He was a famous clown.
Bobo.
Mitch, cut it out.
That's another one for you.
But I was just telling him...
That's another one.
So, that make one more for Ox or for Mitch?
Another.
I confused.
Shut your hole, Wang Chung. I got all three of you guys for the rest of your natural-born lives. You're mine. The next time I come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
The teacher walks off. There's a paper toilet seat cover stuck to his trousers. Jake's father is putting a Princeton banner up in the living room.
God, Dad, how many times have I told you I'm not going to Princeton?
Listen, I'm not pressuring you, son. All I'm saying is give it 4 years. If you don't like it, there's always a job waiting for you at my firm.
I don't want your life.
That's okay, son. I heard about what happened between you and Priscilla. The good news is, I've got the perfect rebound girl for you.
Really?
Beverly, could you come in here?
Middle-aged Beverly walks in.
Dad, that's Mom.
What do you say, kiddo? I'm just gonna leave you two alone. Make me proud, son.
So, you're in love?
Yeah, I think I am.
Well, who is this guy?
His name's Blaine. He's a senior. He's so beautiful. He's a Richie.
Buddy?
Richie.
Janie? Sweetheart?
Hi, Daddy.
Is something wrong? You're awfully quiet at dinner tonight.
Daddy, you were passed out on the table.
Listen, honey, I may not always be coherent or conscious, but I know when my little girl's got something on her mind.
Well, there is this popular boy, Jake.
Oh, sweetie. Jake knocked you up, didn't he?
No, he asked me out.
Oh. Well, do you like him? Are you attracted to him? I mean, would you give him head?
Well, he is kind of cute, but he's always been a total jerk. It's just so weird that he would start talking to me now.
Especially after you've packed on a couple of pounds.
What do you think I should do?
Look, sweetie, I would never, ever want you to do anything that compromises who you are. Because you're very, very special to me. And if this Jake character is only asking you out to get into your pants, well, then I'd say go out with him. I mean, let's be honest. You could certainly use the popularity points. And if Jake really likes you, then maybe those kids will quit throwing bags of shit all over the porch.
He ruffles her hair.
I feel better.
Thanks for the advice, Daddy.
That's what I'm here for, pumpkin tits.
At Jake's house.
Catherine, I need to ask you a favor.
It's about time.
No, not that.
She hurls a book.
Listen, you're the cruelest girl in high school. You're the only one who can help me trick Janie Briggs into liking me.
Well, you don't mean that girl with the glasses and the ponytail, do you?
Don't forget about the paint-covered overalls.
Well, it's going to be difficult, but I think I can help you. Sit. For a price. And this time, I don't want your car. I want you.
Oh, Catherine, that's disgusting. You're my sister.
Only by blood.
Oh, God! What is wrong with this family?
Hey, do you want my help or not?
She's grabbing onto his leg. As he helps her up, she throws him into a chair and straddles him.
Okay, there are three things you need to do to have Janie eating out of the palm of your hand. First, you're gonna have to earn her trust.
Come on, guys, leave him alone!
Go! Hey, come on, right back up. It's enough, okay?
Mitch punches Jake.
Shit.
Jake hits Mitch with a barrage of blows to the face.
Don't you guys mess with him again.
Huh? Once you've got her trust, it's time to make her feel special. Pick a song with her name in it. That always works.
Janie's got a gun. Janie Briggs got a gun.
She's got a gun! Janie's got a gun!
What?
Janie Briggs got a gun. So run away, run away from the pain.
Take it easy, miss. Go.
Janie is tasered by the police.
Just give us the gun, Janie.
After you succeeded in making her feel special, it's time to put the icing on the cake.
You know, I'm really glad you showed up, Janie.
Listen, Jake, the only reason that I came here was to tell you just to leave me alone.
You know, I was just making a snack. You want one?
No. Listen,
I'll
Jake,
be right back.
But I...
Jake dances off, and Janie starts looking through the family photos on a sideboard. Her attention is then drawn to Dad's wall of Jake's accomplishments. There's a photo of Jake's first steps and his first football game, as well as a badly faked photo of his Princeton graduation. He walks in, with whipped cream covering his privates.
Hungry?
I don't like Sundays.
Oh, it's not a Sunday. It's a banana split.
I don't like those either. Goodbye, Jake.
She goes and he walks away, revealing a swirl of cream and a banana sticking out of it on his backside.
Now, Preston, I left some money on the kitchen counter. Oh, and the emergency numbers are by the phone.
And remember, son, no parties.
I know, Dad. I know.
Keg's coming through.
Hey, Preston. What's up, man?
We're really trusting you here, Preston.
Where do you want this speaker set up, Preston?
Yeah, just move all the shit in the dining room. All right, well, you guys really should hit the road, huh? So I'm about to take your antique Ferrari to the inner city to buy some hookers.
Well, all right, sweetie. We'll call you later to check in.
Oh, Mom, by that point, I'll be so high I won't even know where the phone is.
That's my boy. Jake, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm taking you to Preston Wasserstein's big party.
I can't. I mean, I'm not dressed to go to a party. Look at me. I'm a complete mess.
I'd say you're one big train wreck.
Catherine pushes a makeup box into Janie's hands.
I know you.
Catherine wafts her hands in front of Janie's face, then smacks her in the chin.
That's it. I've got it.
What?
It might seem crazy, but you're just gonna have to trust me.
Catherine steps forward so her face is just inches from Janie's. She slowly takes off her glasses and throws them onto the bed. Then she pulls her hair out of its ponytail. Janie looks at her reflection.
That's it. I did it. I'm a miracle worker. gentlemen, may I present to you the new and improved Janie Briggs.
Jake, Janie's dad, and Mitch all get to their feet as Janie, now wearing a red dress, slowly walks down the stairs. She turns to them, smiling radiantly.
Beside the green, green grass, swing, swing, swing the spinning step, you wear those shoes.
Congratulations, you just got your first slow motion entrance.
One of the stairs breaks.
Oops!
She trips and the whole staircase collapses, sending her crashing through it.
Come on out of there, honey. Quit farting around.
Now, the horny trio are making their way to a car.
That's your mom's car keys?
Check.
Sleeping bags?
Check.
Condoms?
Check.
Three pubescent libidos that will take us on a series of wacky mishaps and wild adventures?
Check. Road trip!
They start the car, and it cruises down the street. Having only driven past one or two houses, they pull up again.
Gentlemen, tonight we are going to our first big high school party. Now, if there is any place to buzz the Brillo, this is it.
How you plan on buzzing Brillo?
With this letter. Now Amanda Becker will finally know the truth. I have loved her since the first time I saw her.
Welcome to the party, guys. Oh, if you're gonna have sex, please do it in my parents' bedroom.
Does that girl go to our school?
Janie,
it's like not even the same person.
Janie, stained pants.
I can't believe you talked to me into this. Priscilla must be freaking out now that Janie's lost her glasses and her ponytail. Well, I'm going to go fuck a complete stranger. I'll see you guys later.
Hey, I'm a complete stranger.
We're latching, man. It's gonna be okay.
Nice turtleneck.
So, what's your name?
Oh, why, I'm Sandy Sue.
Lipstick bag, fucker!
Okay, who told you that? Was it Allison? Because Allison was really bitter when we broke up.
100% completely fake. I agree. That is not her natural hair color.
Oh my god, I can't believe she's wearing the same outfit as me.
It looks much better on you.
Where is she? I thought she'd be here by now.
Amanda stands at the doorway, wind blowing in her hair.
What's going on?
Shh. You can't talk until she starts moving again.
She took forever this time.
Malik goes over to a guy getting a drink.
What are you doing here?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm supposed to be the only black guy at this party.
Oh, damn. Shit.
Yeah, I know. It's whack.
Hey, man, my bad, man. No doubt. Why don't you take this, man?
Thanks.
All right. Do you think?
Hey.
Yeah. Peace out, brother.
Hey, honest mistake.
I just swear about that,
right?
Catherine walks along, sucking her finger.
Hi, my name is Catherine.
Yeah, I know. We just had sex 5 minutes ago.
Not scoring any cock either.
Cock? I've never even been kissed.
What up, my yellow brothers? Jinx in the house!
One of the guys kicks Bruce in the face. The conjoined twins are sharing a spliff with Reggie.
Reggie Ray. Have you seen Janie anywhere?
It's a good night for smoking. Ain't that right, saucer?
He passes the joint to a pig. Catherine and the undercover student are in the park.
Okay. Now close your eyes and wet your lips.
Are you for real?
Do you want to learn or not?
I guess.
They lean towards each other and kiss gently on the lips.
See? That wasn't so scary.
It was nothing.
Okay. Let's try again. Only this time, I'm gonna stick my tongue in your mouth. And when I do that, I want you to massage my tongue with yours. And that's what first base is.
Okay.
Eyes closed.
The two kiss again, their tongues exploring every crevice of the other's mouth. As they eventually separate, great globules of drool hang from their lips. The undercover reporter is left in ecstasy.
That was cool.
Now, have you ever eaten pussy before?
Janie's standing on a balcony.
You call this a party? I'm a golden goddess!
She jumps into the swimming pool, and Jake hurries over to her.
You're a unique rebel, Janie!
Janie, you all right?
I told you not to let me drink.
Janie, I gave you a non-alcoholic beer.
Oh! What the hell are you doing here? I was invited. Look, you may have lost those glasses and that ponytail thing you do, but to everyone that matters, you're still a loser. Oopsie! Look at that. Oh my god.
Priscilla pours water over Janie's already sodden dress.
You're not gonna cry now, are you?
Janie runs off, and Priscilla looks smugly at Jake. A guy looking on starts to clap.
Look, you can't just start a slow clap at any old time. You gotta wait for the right moment.
But how am I going to know when it's the right moment?
Oh. You'll know.
Now, Janie's in the basement, painting a stick figure.
Nobody's allowed down here.
Listen, Janie, I just thought...
How did you get in here? I deadbolted the door.
There's a hole in the side of your house. Who's that?
It's my mother.
You have her eyes.
She died when I was 6.
Oh. I'm sorry.
I remember it like it was yesterday. Christmas, 1989. Dad had just gotten fired from the zipper factory. Mom was still pulling in tricks to make ends meet. Daniel Day-Lewis won an Oscar for My Left Foot.
Hmm.
And all I wanted was one of those little Betsy Wetsy dolls.
I remember those. You'd push her belly, she'd piss all over herself.
She said she was going out to get my dad a bottle of gin, but I knew she was going to get me that present. It was raining really hard that night. The roads were slippery.
God, Jane. A car accident.
No, cancer. It was so hard. I had to take on all of her responsibilities, the cooking and cleaning and
breastfeeding Mitch.
Jamie, that's all in the past now. You gotta start thinking about your future. I mean, look how talented you are.
I have this dream of one day just hopping on a plane and going to Paris. There's an art school there, but I can't afford it. Unless I found some way of raising $26,000 before the admissions cut off.
Oh my God, Janie, do you realize my parents give a scholarship to a girl who can't get into art school every year?
Really? That's amazing!
Yeah. This year we gave it to Lupe Rodriguez, the Mexican finger painter. I think he'd really like her work.
Sometimes I wish my life was a fairy tale and some guy would just come and take me away from all this.
He closes his eyes and edges his lips towards hers. They are about to kiss.
I'm gonna go.
Okay.
Congratulations go out to all the young men and women nominated for prom queen.
Jamie's in the locker room when she's confronted by Priscilla and her friends.
You think you're gonna be prom queen? Well, think again, Janie, because you put the ass in embarrassment, the boo in taboo, and the suck in liposuction. Is that the best you can do? No. You also put the brat in bratwurst, and the ooh in jujitsu, and the ism, and this is all just a defense mechanism.
Well, I told her, I said, you take the whole lady to send your mama back in. So, Violet, you asked your fluoride circus freak to the prom yet?
We resent that.
Look, why don't you just drop it, okay, Austin?
Whoa! Looks like Jake here's made a few paint stains in his pants thinking about Janie.
It's just a bet, okay, man?
Ooh. Well, you always did have a thing for butt-ugly girls. Mister, I have a thing for butt-ugly girls, right?
Are you talking about Janie? Because I saw her last night at the party, man. She was looking good as a dumpster filled gristles.
Bling, bling.
Janie Briggs is hot.
Janie's reading a book called How to Get the Popular Boy Without Compromising Your Unique Rebelliousness. Jake comes over.
Hey, Janie.
Oh, hey, Jake.
Listen, I've been doing a lot of thinking. And the thing is, there's something I want to ask you. And I don't want to make a big deal out of it and drag it out, so I'm just gonna lay it out there, okay? Here it is. See, I don't like making big speeches. I'm a straight shooter. I call them like I see them. What you see is what you get. Ain't nobody gonna break my stride. Ain't nobody gonna slow me down. Oh, no.
Jake, are you trying to ask me to the...
Yeah.
Oh. I'd love to go with you.
Great. I'll see you in English.
All right, it's time to play some football! Tonight, the John Hughes Wasps defend their title against the North Compton Wildcats.
The Wildcats punt the ball downfield, but Jake's having to watch from the sidelines. He hangs his head, as on the pitch, there's a series of vicious tackles.
Wow, that was the fastest first half of football I've ever seen.
The cheerleaders meet head on.
Don't think you're fooling us because we saw you at our practice and I know you stole our routine.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about, because we've always done our own cheers. Right, girls?
That's right.
Well, then you better bring it.
Oh, it's already been brought in.
Nice comeback, Priscilla. Yeah!
We are the Northampton Wildcats. We're black. We know it. We shake our big booties and show it. We ain't white. We ain't white. We definitely ain't white. Break it down, nigga.
The cheerleaders strut their hip hop moves.
Hey, Reggie Ray.
Smell a bit.
You alright?
Coach said it's alright to bleed from the ears.
He tries to drink from an empty cup.
I gotta go back out on the field.
Alright, just be careful.
Let's go!
You know, you only have three. Two concussions left. Reggie Ray.
And we're back for the second half.
Reggie Ray's vision has gone blurry. He's tackled hard.
Blue 33! That's defense right there, baby!
Say good day to Reggie Ray.
Sit down, boy. He just got the wind knocked out of him.
Come on, Reggie Ray, get up!
Reggie Ray!
You still have another concussion!
A doctor checks over Reggie.
Doesn't look good, Coach.
Can he play?
He's in a coma.
Answer my question! Can he play?
I don't even think he can breathe. We gotta get him to a hospital immediately.
You listen to me right now! I don't care what you have to do! Reggie Ray stays in the game, goddammit!
Sometime later, Reggie's legs have been strapped to a player on either side of him.
Set! Cut!
An opposing player pushes over all three players.
Reggie Ray!
Austin's hit with a huge tackle and sent flying into a table. Jamie can hardly look.
Wham! Bam! What the fuck just happened?
Okay, Wyla, I got no choice. You're the only quarterback I got left.
I say we get the ball tomorrow.
I'm a hero.
It's heroic.
Why the goddamn it? Get your pansy ass in the game. You're our only chance. Goddamn it!
You're a pussy, Wilder. Do it for Marty's torso.
A man with a hood covering his face.
Got butterflies, huh? Who are you?
It's Mr. T.
I'm the wise janitor. I'm here to impart knowledge, help youngsters overcome their fears, also replace the sanitary cakes in the urinals. But right now, I'm here to help you get your throw back.
How did you...
I've been watching you, kid. Doing practice. In the hallways. In the locker rooms. Taking a shower. Whipping other boys with a wet towel. Until you kind of like that.
Whoa. Hey. Let's just get back to the throne, okay?
Look, the thing that happened with Marty, it wasn't your fault.
Really?
Okay, it was your fault, but the point is, you got to get over it. I mean, it could have happened to anybody. Anybody that disobeyed the coach's orders and the team wishes and threw a bullet pass to a slightly retarded 90-pound kid who should never have been on the field in the first place.
Whoa, stop. How is any of this supposed to be helping me?
You're right. Forget about what I said. The main thing, you got to go out there, believe in the ball, and throw yourself. You can do it.
Going out there.
Jake runs out onto the pitch.
Only 25 seconds remaining, and the fate of the season rests in the hands of fourth string quarterback Nate Wyler. Translation, we're shit out of luck.
Give me a W!
W!
Give me a Y!
Y!
Give me lick my pussy-ass cock shit!
Lick my pussy-ass cock shit!
Woo!
Jake picks up the ball, and the wise janitor nods confidently. A runner dodges his way down the field and makes himself open for the pass. Jake tosses the ball upfield. The ball flies through the air. And hits Reggie in the face. Jake sinks to his knees.
That has to be the worst pass I've ever seen. Ever.
The hell with that?
The slow hand clapper looks round, then sits down. Later, he's leaving the stadium as Reggie's wheeled into an ambulance.
Jake? Hey. You did great out there.
I blew the game, Janie. Let everyone down.
It's just a football game, Jake. Besides, you didn't let me down.
Really?
Jake, you've taught me to be myself. You never saw me as the girl in glasses and a ponytail.
Don't forget about the paint-covered overalls.
Right, you never noticed those either.
Well, you've taught me a lot about myself too, Jamie.
Oh, Jake. Nothing could ever come between us now.
Jake Weiler. So congratulations, man. You just blew my perfect season. Senor, you just blew my perfect season.
What do you want, Austin?
A life and payback.
Come on, man, don't do this.
No, man, I think I'll hang around. Maybe tell Janie a little S-E-C-R-A-T-P.
What's going on?
Austin. Austin, this isn't funny.
No. I don't believe it.
All right, Janie. I said I could turn you into prom queen, but that's when I thought you were just ugly Janie Briggs, you know, the girl with no friends and who was dirt poor and smelled a little funky. Look, I made a mistake. If I could go back now, I never would have made that stupid bet.
What bet?
Whoa. I never said anything about a bet.
Jake grimaces as Janie runs off in tears.
All I said was, I'm pretending to whisper a big secret in your ear, so that Jake here thinks I'm telling you a big secret, which will cause him to break into an hysterical confession where he actually reveals a big secret, thus confirming everything I just whispered in your ear.
A rollerblader skates along a path towards Santa Monica Pier. Jake sitting on a swing. Now he's looking out across the ocean, throwing pebbles into the water.
I wish I didn't make that bet. That's not the guy I want to be. If I could just turn back the clock, then Janie would still be with me.
Tell me, Mom, what should I do? I love this boy, but he has been untrue.
I'll do my best to make things right.
I wish we could resolve this fight.
It could happen.
It could happen.
Tonight.
the horny guys.
I'm getting pussy no matter what, even if it with dirty slut. True love is what I want the most.
I just jerked off in your French toast.
So if we have the same mother, tonight I'm gonna fuck up my brother. In a few hours I'll be queen of the prom.
She doesn't know why. I'm only in the song because I'm a black guy.
I have no money, I have to make my own dress. Look at me, my breasts are perky. Yes,
I'm gonna win her back no matter what it takes.
At the prom.
When I was a freshman, I threw 176 touchdown passes. My sophomore year, I ran 14 in on my own with a sprained ankle, a broken phalange, a ruptured duodenum, and a subdermal hematoma.
Scooby-dooby-doo-bop, scoop, scooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-doo.
The horny guys are drinking punch. Mitch sees Amanda arrive.
I bet she great bonk.
Excuse me, Bruce? No, you do not bonk Amanda Beck. You make sweet, sweet love to her. Amanda Becker is like a flower. You smell her. You touch her gently. You admire the beauty. You watch it blossom. And you thank God he created something so perfect.
Go to her.
He takes the letter out of his pocket.
Be strong, Mitch.
She opens it and starts to read. He looks at her with nervous excitement.
What do you expect from me? Do you think I'm just gonna have sex with you?
No. No, you don't understand.
Because I am not some kind of cheap slut. I don't screw every pathetic guy that gives me a letter. I give them hand jobs.
She takes him by the hand and they walk off together.
Wanna dance?
Only if we're horizontal.
I totally heard that.
They awkwardly make their way onto the dance floor. Catherine watches them go, then brushes some dust off Jake's shoulder.
We're dancing.
She dances raunchily with her brother. Janie looks over and tries to compete.
Funny, isn't it? You would never suspect that everyone at this school is a professional dancer.
The whole student body begins dancing together in a tightly choreographed routine. Catherine plants her lips on Jake and Janie runs off.
I want to do it right here on the dance floor.
Janie!
Don't you forget our deal. She wins your mind.
The principal goes to the stage.
And now, the moment every popular guy who's made a bet to turn a uniquely rebellious girl into prom queen has been waiting for. The announcement of this year's prom king and queen. This year's prom king is... Jake Wyler!
Priscilla scowls, but claps politely. The principal places a crown on Jake's head.
This year's prom queen is...
You got it, Priscilla.
It's in the bag. I don't believe it. It's a tie.
A tie? Holy shit.
Your new prom queens are Kara and Sarah Fratelli.
Oh, excuse me. Oh my God. They deserve it.
It's the conjoined twins.
Okay, there we go. You're king and queen.
I say we make like a tree and branch.
Now, it is traditional for the king and queen to share a ceremonial dance.
Put your hands on my shoulder.
Austin laughs as Jake dances awkwardly with the twins. He peers between them at Janie, who's looking straight back at him. She leaves, and Austin goes after her.
Janie! Malik, do you know where Austin went?
All I know is that he rented a room at the Sunrise Motel. Room number 6. It's the one right past the ice dispenser. If you hit the Pepsi machine, you went too far. Oh, and the door will definitely not be locked. That's all I know.
Thanks, Malik. You know, you're an intelligent, insightful human being who doesn't get the respect and attention that he deserves.
Wow. You really mean that, Jake? That's great, man, because I've always wanted to discuss with you the repercussions of the ramifications.
Gosh, you gotta go. Sorry. Hold it right there, mister. I am not going to let you hurt Janie again, okay? Besides, I love her.
Well, so do I.
Yes, but I'm the best friend, and I have been in front of her face the whole time, and she hasn't really realized it yet, but she will.
Well, I'm the reformed cool guy who's learned the error of his ways. She's gonna forgive me for my mistakes and realize that I really love her.
Damn it, that's true.
Ricky and Jake both look at each other before both dashing off. Jake chases down the street with Ricky a few steps behind him. He races across a busy street. Ricky runs across the road and just avoids being hit by several cars.
She's not attracted to you!
She doesn't love you! Ah, you'll never be more than a friend!
A bike clatters into him. Jake makes it to the motel.
Oh yeah, I'll make you forget all about losing prom queen. Tell me who your daddy is now. Can you tell me who your papa is?
Woo-hoo-hoo! Get off her, man! Priscilla.
Don't move.
Les is filming.
What's going on in here?
Something beautiful.
Where's Janie?
Little Miss run home to my daddy. Ran home to her daddy.
That's for taking Janie to the prom.
You put the...
That's for hurting Janie at Preston's party.
This is really turning me on.
That's for being really weird.
Thank you.
He punches the plastic bag.
I don't know what that was for.
Catherine goes over to Ox and swigs from a hip flask.
Hello.
Hi.
I never thought I'd hear myself say this, but for once I wish I could meet a nice, sensitive guy who wanted more than just sex.
That is very admirable.
For once, I wish a guy would take me out for dinner.
I feel the same way.
And for once, I wish a guy would take a dump on my chest.
That is appalling. That really upsets me. I can't believe nobody's ever taken a dump on your chest.
Will you be that guy?
It would be an honor and a privilege.
Jake makes it back to Janie's house. The door falls off its hinges as he knocks.
Janie!
Hello? Is anybody home?
Get down! Enemy fire!
Miss Briggs? Miss Briggs, excuse me, sir. Do you know where Janie is?
She went out there, on her own. There's Charlie everywhere.
Right, do you know where she went?
Couldn't take it anymore. Went to the airport. Something about Paris. Her tour's over.
Paris? Thank you, sir.
I need ammo! I can't hold him off much longer!
Janie's crying as she drives.
Off the road, you
She's driving to LAX airport. Ricky's at her house, trying to move the door back in place. He runs into the street and nearly gets clattered by some cyclists. A bus plows into him.
Next stop, airport.
The red zone is for the immediate loading and unloading of passengers only. No parking.
Your attention, please. All 1986 red Porsche 944s parked in the white zone will be towed immediately.
Jake gets out of his car and runs into the terminal.
Paris Air, flight 805, Oxford in Paris, from gate 122, is now boarding.
He races to the gate and finds a long queue of people at security.
Excuse me, everyone. There's a girl boarding a plane right now to Paris that I love. And if I don't get there in time and tell her how I really feel, I may never see her again.
Go get her, son.
Good luck, young man.
Get her. He goes through the security gate.
Oh, hell, just go. Freeze, bitch.
A battered and bruised Ricky makes his way up the terminal steps.
You're bleeding on my suitcase.
He hobbles along.
Excuse me, everyone. There's a girl about to board a plane to Paris right now that I love, and...
We already heard that one, asshole.
Jake sees Janie heading towards the gate and steals a football from a passing kid.
Janie!
Hey, shithead, that's mine. Come on, give it back.
Just believe in the ball, Jake. Throw yourself.
He hurls the ball and it smacks Janie in the head.
Nice shot, Jake.
Jake?
Janie, thank God I got to you in time. Listen to me. I'm not going to let you get on this plane and go to Paris.
This is fine.
Well, why not?
Janie, I made that bet before I knew you. Before I really knew me.
Oh, Jake.
Okay, hold it right there.
A member of ground crew on the PA.
Please tell me that you didn't just quote Freddie Prinze Jr.
I knew it. That was a line from She's All That. I masturbate to that movie.
Do you mind?
No, not at all. I think masturbation's very healthy.
Janie, you told me you couldn't believe in someone that didn't believe in you. Well, I believed in you. I always believed in you.
Oh, Jake.
Oh, God. I can't believe you fell for that crap. That's from Pretty in Pink.
Are you sure?
Trust me.
Excuse me. What are you doing?
Let me give you a little piece of advice here, Jake. Why don't you lose the I'm the cute and sensitive popular boy with the big sideburns routine? It's just too pathetic. And for once, tell Janie what's true in your heart. Stop being such a little bitch. And you, Janie, little miss other side of the tracks, awkward rebel girl with the pseudo-intellectual glasses, why don't you wise up to Jake's bullshit? Stop being such a dumbass.
She's right. Janie?
Yes, Jake?
Maybe you should get on that plane and go to Paris.
Huh?
Well, you know, I mean, if you stay, we really only have the summer, and then I go to college, and we'll talk on the phone and spend the occasional weekend together, which is nice. But chances are one night I'm gonna get wrecked and have unprotected sex with some girl in my dorm. You'll find her thong and call me a slut. I'll call you a cock tease, and we'll break up. So when you really think about it, what's the point?
Well, that wasn't exactly the kind of truth I was expecting. That doesn't mean I'm gonna fall for it. I mean, how big of a dumbass do you think I am? You obviously stole that speech from Karate Kid.
No, actually...
I mean, Jake, it's okay. I love you too.
We all know where this is going. Fucking teenagers.
They kiss, the slow hand clappers looking on in tears.
This is it. The right moment.
Ricky's beaten him to it. He punches him in the face.
Oh, Betty. Meet Apollonia. We're gonna have a three-way.